VinePulse.com, Mudhasi, bringing joy through Christian comedy. Mudhasi, a Christian comedian from Eastern Uganda, has found his calling in making people laugh. His unique approach to comedy, rooted in his Christian faith, sets him apart in the industry. With a background in teaching and a passion for writing humorous articles, Mudhasi ventured into stand-up comedy and has been making waves ever since. In this interview, Mudhasi shares his journey, inspirations, and the challenges he has faced as a Christian comedian. Related articles. Mudhasi, Bringing Joy Through Christian Comedy, May 10, 2023, 205 Street, Rani. Bringing Souls to the Kingdom Through Hip Hop, February 3, 2023, 264 From Seventh-day Adventist to Gospel Sensation. The Story of Masson, January 26, 2023, 309 Kupi Bly Owes All His Achievements to God, September 21, 2021, 341. Interviewer, can you tell us a bit about your background and your upbringing? Mudhasi, certainly. I was born in Eastern Uganda, specifically in Luka District, to a teacher. I come from a Christian family and grew up in the Anglican faith. However, later on, I became a Pentecostal and accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior in 2005 at Miracle Center CMS, Iganga. I am a youth leader, choir member, translator, and Bible teacher at Jesus Joy Church, Kirinya, under the leadership of P.R. Sam Simba. Interviewer, did you have any particular influences or experiences that led you to pursue a career in comedy? Mudhasi, absolutely. My passion for writing humorous articles initially sparked my interest in comedy. I wanted to learn how to write humor effectively, and I was told that thinking like a comedian was the best way to do so. In 2018, I took a leap and auditioned for a comedy competition called The Comic, organized by Salvato. Unfortunately, I was eliminated from the competition after I bombed for 3 straight minutes, didn't make anyone laugh. Even then, that little stage time had birthed in me a passion for the craft. Genesis chapter 21 verse 6, and Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. I realized that what we needed as a people was not the momentary laughter that stems from other things, but the laughter which is an extension of the eternal joy that God gives. People need not Sarah's first laughter in Genesis chapter 18 verse 12, the laughter coming out of unbelief and doubt, but the constant laughter that is rooted in the joy brought about by God through the birth of Isaac, a name which still means laughter. Although I had never attempted comedy before, making it to the final 24 ignited a passion within me. I also found inspiration in acts like Pablo and Michael Jr., an American Christian comedian. Interviewer, besides stand-up comedy, do you have any other work that you do? Mudhasi, yes, I do. Apart from stand-up comedy, I work as a graphics designer and a certified events host. These additional roles allow me to explore my creative talents and bring variety to my career. Interviewer, could you share a memorable experience or funny anecdote from one of your performances? Mudhasi, certainly. One of my most memorable experiences was when I had the opportunity to travel to Nairobi to perform at a conference. Interviewer, how do you navigate the line between humor and potentially offensive content, considering comedy often involves pushing boundaries and challenging societal norms? Mudhasi, as a Christian leader, I have a responsibility to be accountable to the men and women who are guiding me spiritually, as well as set a positive example for the youth I lead. I strive to craft material consistent with my faith and advocate for jokes that align with sound doctrine. I avoid jokes that rely on lies, obscenity, mockery, tribalism, stereotypes, or physically shaming others. Interviewer, who are your comedic influences? Are there any particular comedians who have had a significant impact on your style or approach to comedy? Mudhasi, two comedians who have had a significant impact on my style and approach to comedy are Pablo, Kenneth Kamuli, and Michael Jr. Their unique perspectives and ability to infuse humor into their performances have inspired me greatly. Interviewer, what do you think is the key to connecting with an audience and making them laugh? Mudhasi, there are several factors that come into play, but one key aspect is understanding the audience's composition and preferences. When the material selected is specific and relevant to the audience, it creates a stronger connection and increases the chances of making them laugh. Interviewer, stand-up comedy can be a tough and competitive industry. What challenges have you faced along the way, and how have you overcome them? Mudhasi, one of the challenges I have faced is the limited platforms that have embraced or are aware of the Christian comedy that I do. It can be difficult to find platforms that are willing to facilitate a Christian comedian. To overcome this, I am actively running campaigns and collaborating with ministries to create awareness and recognition of comedy as a ministry in its own right. Interviewer, can you share any advice for aspiring comedians looking to break into the industry? What important lessons have you learned throughout your career? Mudhasi, I have come to understand the importance of authenticity, defining who I am and staying true to my Christian values. I have realized that achieving our goals takes time, and it requires humility to keep learning along the way. Consistency, perseverance, and a willingness to learn are essential. I have discovered the value of having an additional source of income, allowing me the freedom to fully dedicate myself to my comedy. Building networks and forming associations have become vital aspects of my career.